This story is read by Donald McKerica, about Sapper John Melville, service number 302637 of the Royal Engineers. John Melville was born in Bathaoch in the parish of Kinfauns on the 19th of February 1888. He was the fifth of eight children born to William and Margaret Melville, who had married in Methven in 1880. At the time, the family was living in Canoole, where John's father was a farm servant. By 1901, the family had moved to Keir Cottage, Findugask, where John's father had become a ploughman, as was his older brother, William. The family eventually moved to Abbey Road, Scone. When John left school, he was employed as a ploughman for a short time before emigrating to Australia, where he worked for 8 years as a contractor. John enlisted in the Royal Engineers in July 1917 and was attached to the Inland Waterways and Docks. This section of the Royal Engineers was originally formed December 1914 to deal with and develop transport on the canals and waterways of France and Belgium. During 1917, its scope was extended to cover inland water transport and dock working in Egypt, Salonika, and in other theatres of war such as Italy. The engineers were not only responsible for the construction and repairing of bridges, but, from time to time, blowing them up. This was particularly dangerous as it was usually done in the face of enemy fire. It is not known precisely when John was posted to Italy, most likely in the Allies' response to the Germans reinforcing the Austrians in July 1917. The Italian front consisted of a series of battles along the border of Austria and Italy between 1915 and 1918. During the autumn of 1917, the British Army was fighting the Third Battle of Ypres and Passchendaele. At the same time, the Italians were fighting both the Austrian and German armies in Italy, but they were suffering horrendous losses. In late 1917, the Allied Supreme War Council requested that British troops be sent to Italy to reinforce the Italians in an effort to stop a total collapse of the Italian army. John was probably transferred to the 5th Pontoon Park Unit, which was responsible for looking after the bridging equipment. Soon after arriving in Italy, he suffered a severe attack of malaria. This disease was an unexpected adversary in World War I, as it attacked all combatant armies with adverse consequences for vast numbers of troops. John would have contracted malaria through the bite of a mosquito, which carries the parasite. The symptoms are sudden coldness, followed by shivering, then fever and sweating occurring every 2 days. The only specific treatment at that time was quinine, given by mouth, by intramuscular or even intravenous injection. However, it is noted in a 1916 manual that memoranda of some medical diseases in the Mediterranean war area with some sanitary notes, that quinine will often fail unless the liver is first of all put in good working order. John Melville died of malaria on the 23rd of October 1917. He is buried in Plot 4, Row H, Grave 2 of the British Extension in the Taranto Town Cemetery. His headstone is engraved with the words, "He gave his life for his country and those he loved at home." John was 29 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. John's younger brother George joined the 6th Battalion of the Black Watch. He was killed in action on the 30th of July 1916, aged 22. His body was never found, so he has no known grave. We will remember them.